If you'll open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 6, that will be our text for this evening. Tonight we'll be talking about being a missionary. And that idea of being a missionary, not just in some foreign country, but wherever it is that you happen to be. You know, there are things that sidetrack us. There are things that can get us off course. There are things that can get us stuck in a rut. Things that happen in our life. Maybe that's a situation at home. Maybe that's a situation at work. Maybe that's coming off of a spring break vacation and sort of trying to get back into the normal routine. Maybe that's that you have family in town. Maybe you have a new addition to your family, and there's just a giant lack of sleep that you're having. Oh, wait. That was about me, probably not as much about you. But it's true, there are things that sidetrack us. There are things that just get us off course. There are things that sort of get us stuck in a rut. And sometimes we just really need someone who loves us and cares for us and who sees the best in us to just give us some good encouragement. And that encouragement can sound like a push. It can sound like a shove. It can sound like a pat on the back. And sometimes it sounds like a kick in the butt. Sometimes it's just what we need. And this is this passage in Scripture that I think has all of those elements in it. Because Timothy is, for our purposes, he's this missionary. He's this missionary who's been without his mentor. He's been without his spiritual father for some time. And he's struggling with all the things that are happening in the congregation in which he's working with. And Paul addresses those things, you know, earlier in the chapter. He's trying to tell him not to get bogged down with things about money, things about all the conversations and all of the discussions that just sort of bog the whole message down. And he's trying to strip away all that stuff that seems to be distracting Timothy and to just give him the encouragement that he needs to focus on the good things, to focus on the fight that he needs to have, to remember what his position is there and remember what he's to be doing for that congregation. And you know what? That's something that not only Timothy needs to hear as a missionary, but that's something that we all need to hear. And that's sort of this missionary in all of us. So it's not a matter of, you know, whether you or I plan to go on some mission trip within the next 6 months or the next year, or that we've begun preparing for. It's about this missionary life that we're living now, because we interact with people all the time, every day, who are lost and who are in a foreign land and who don't know God. And they need us to be that light. They need us to be that encouragement. And so Paul writes to Timothy as his mentor, as his spiritual father, to give him the love and the support that he needs. And as I mentioned, Paul gives him a little something extra. And for whatever you read into that for you, that should be just that. That little something extra, whether that's a nudge or a push or a shove or, you know, to just aid Timothy in going in the right direction. And let's read this passage together. 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning in verse 11, Paul says, "But you, man of God, flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the sight of God who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession. I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to Him be honor and might forever. Amen. This is this admonishment. This is this encouragement that Paul gives to Timothy of who he wants him to be, of maybe some areas in which he's lacking, struggling with. But Paul wants to be firm in his encouragement. He wants him to see clearly who he wants him to be, the man of God that he wants him to be. That Timothy, when if he looked within himself, he would see these same things as well. And he would agree. But you know, sometimes we need to hear it. We need to hear that from someone who loves us, from someone we admire, from someone we've spent time with, from someone we see as our mentor. We need to hear that. So verse 11, man of God, flee from all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. In verse 12, this is an amazing passage because he tells him, fight the good fight of faith. And I don't know, you know, if you're searching for a motto, something that you just need to wake up to and encourage you and inspire you every day, well, Paul gives that to Timothy here. So maybe, you know, that can work for you as well. I don't know. But within that is this, just a screaming statement of, don't quit. Fight the good fight of faith and don't quit. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. You made this good confession, Timothy, and you sacrificed a lot. Go back to Acts 16 and read his story of what he did to go be a missionary with Paul. He sacrificed a lot, and he left a lot behind so that he could go and he could teach and preach and encourage and be a church planter and be who God wanted him to be a servant of God. Don't quit. Fight the good fight of faith. There are things that need us. There are conversations that happen. There are situations that arise that need goodness, that need gentleness, that need faith, that need truth to step out and to step out boldly and to represent. And it's not a place for shying away. It's not a place for just turning your cheek and letting things happen and then talking about it, mumbling on the side. But it needs you. It needs me to recognize the good fight, to recognize goodness and truth and godliness that needs to be fought for. And we have to pick up that fight. And we have to be willing to take on that fight with all of these qualities in mind, with righteousness, with godliness, with faith and love, with endurance, and with gentleness, so that we can represent God, we can represent Jesus and who He wants us to be, men and women of God. His message to Timothy, do not quit. And he really backs that up in his statement in verses 13 and 14. Look with me. He says, in the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you've ever thought, well, just because Jesus did it, that doesn't mean I have to do it. Well, that's Jesus. Jesus can do that, but that's not something that I need to be called to do. Well, think that would require some meditation and some reading and some studying on verses 13 and 14 of what Paul tells Timothy. Because he doesn't let him get away with that statement to himself. He's saying, if Jesus did it, then we should be doing it too. If Jesus did it, you should be doing it too. That's what he's telling Timothy. Jesus didn't quit. Jesus stood up for what was right. Jesus fought the good fight. He made the good confession. And in those moments, that's what we need to be willing to do. We need to be prepared to do. Not just to turn or to pretend we didn't hear it or to let it, you know, slide off our back or, you know, not take that opportunity to be bold. Verses 15 and 16 seem to be just this praise and glory to God for what He has done, for who He is, and just a recognition of how mighty and how powerful He is. And so this finds us looking at this passage and seeking this encouragement along with Timothy, knowing that at times we need this tremendous encouragement if we're going to be able to be bold, if we're going to be able to be courageous, if we're going to be able to, you know, to get ourselves unstuck from this rut or get ourselves back on course or to get us back on track, to realize all of the things that, you know, that seem to be obstacles and things that keep coming up in our way, to be able to slide those aside and focus on the important things that Paul is encouraging Timothy to do. Now, as we see that Timothy is this missionary, and he happens to be in some other place. He happens to be not in his hometown. And many of you have gone to foreign countries. Many of you have gone on mission trips. Many of you have done your form of missionary work, as we like to think of the term missionary, going someplace else or speaking with someone from another country, you know, teaching them the gospel. And whether that was a short-term mission trip or a long-term mission trip, you had those opportunities, and Sunset has been a big supporter in mission work. This coming summer, as you heard at the beginning of this year, you heard about our elders letting you know that our youth group plans to go to Haiti. And that's true. In June, Sunset's going to be sending a 14-member team, mostly of youth, to Haiti. They're going to be going to a children's home in Cap Haitien. So this children's home is the home for 29 youth within several family units. And during the day, there are over 250 who attend this children's home as an elementary school on the school's grounds. You know, we go on this trip with the sole goal, with the sole purpose of spiritual growth, whether that be within ourselves or whether that be within those kids and those people that we have contact with. With the mission to use our gifts and our abilities to be uplifting and encouraging and have a positive impact on those of the children's home. To be Jesus to people. By our love, through how we treat one another, through our attitudes and through our work ethic. You know, our team realizes that this is, you know, this how difficult this is. It's not something that's easy. It's going to be very challenging. It's going to have things that and experiences that many of us have never experienced before. Culturally, you know, socially, as far as the language, there are just many challenges. Just the travel alone is going to be a challenge in getting there. In no realm does anyone consider this trip a vacation. It's far from that. It's going to be challenging in every way. While we're there, we'll be putting on a four-night VBS. We'll be building basic tables, benches, and closets, as well as lots of painting. There'll be opportunities to teach English and interact with the children at the school during recess and with those who live there at the children's home through our evening devotionals and our other times together. In addition to those things, there's just going to be a lot of time playing and loving and being Christ to children who don't get enough of that, who don't have enough family time, who don't have enough mother time, who don't have enough father time, who don't have enough time of someone being Jesus to them. The needs for this trip were many, but Sunset is covering most of our travel expenses for this trip. The sewing ladies are making skirts for our young ladies on our team. We'll be coming to you in early May to put on a pack our bags shopping trip or shopping tree spree, I guess. That's just simply because we're going to be taking most of our food with us for breakfast and lunch. And so you'll have an opportunity to help our missionaries that we're sending by grabbing some items that we'll have selected off of a list in early May. And we'll let you know if there are any other ways to help support this trip. This children's home that we're going to visit is managed and overseen by a church in Oklahoma. And as someone I went to school with is actually a representative there, John and Jessica Marble. They work there at the children's home. So we have a good contact there, and we have most of our needs met. And as we seek to go to Haiti, we're going to be having classes starting in the beginning of April to prepare us mentally and spiritually for the tasks and the challenges ahead, and for all of those things that we'll be doing while we're there. Our youth are going to have a tremendous opportunity to learn of a new culture, to learn of the challenges that youth have in Haiti, of the things that they live without and do without on a daily basis. And they're going to see how important it is to share Jesus, and how important it is that the things that they do and how impactful those things are going to be to those children that they interact with. But as much as being a missionary, going to some other country, as much as that's important, as much as this trip is going to be significant and important for our youth, we all have the challenge of being a missionary here today. And it isn't just for a foreign country. Maybe it's for our family. Maybe it's for our grandchildren. Maybe it's for our sons or our daughters who are struggling in their faith. You know, we face opportunities every day to fight the good fight of faith. We think back just not that many months ago, and we had Joel Singleton come and talk about imparting faith to our children, to our grandchildren, to our nieces and nephews. Well, how's that going? How's that going in your family? How's that going with you? Do you feel like you've taken that book and just run with it? Or do you feel like you need a little bit more encouragement? Well, here's this encouragement from Paul to Timothy, where he says, don't quit. Don't quit. Jesus didn't quit. Given this charge and this admonition to keep going, to get out of the rut, to take on righteousness and godliness and faith and love and endurance and gentleness and fight the good fight of faith. Continue to be those lights in your families. Continue to love and encourage those in your families. Continue to put time aside specifically to study and read God's Word, to be prayerful, to have relationship with those in your families. And I know many of you are doing that, and I know many of you who are grandparents are doing that, and continue to do that more and more. And as you have opportunity, share with other grandparents your success. Share with other grandparents and other parents your success of what is working for you and your family. Encourage them to fight the good fight of faith. Encourage them not to quit. Jesus didn't quit. Lessons like this can sometimes be really tough. Because sometimes we know what's right, and we know that measuring stick, and we see ourselves against it, and we go, I'm just not making it. Well, you know, sometimes you get to start over. Sometimes during, they talk about it during March Madness and in basketball tournaments. Sometimes you've played a team several times over a season and they have won every game. Sometimes, maybe the last time that they played you, you lost by 20, you lost by 30. Well, the good thing is that game's over and the next game starts not with you down 30 points or 20 points and trying to make up some big deficit. The next game starts 0-0. And you know what they say about these big tournaments? Anything can happen. Cinderella, anything can happen. There's always upsets this time of year. And that's one of these things that we need to realize, that we need to sort of be motivated by, that we can get excited about, that yes, this is tough. Yes, I may not feel like I'm reaching my full potential. Well, that's okay. Start a new game. It's 0-0. Timothy, it's 0-0. Be the man of God that God wants you to be. Flee from all of the things that are distracting you and pursue righteousness. Pursue godliness. Faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Pursue those things. Timothy needed this from Paul. And occasionally, we need it too. And sometimes we need it more. So whether you see yourself as a missionary like Timothy was, or whether you see yourself as someone who's preparing to go into the mission field, or your involvement in that, you're being a missionary every day to someone because you are taking the gospel with you in your heart, and you're going to be impacting someone. You're going to have that opportunity. And I hope and I pray that you will take advantage of it, that you will be bold, that you will be courageous, and that you will fight the good fight of faith, knowing that Timothy needs a little encouragement, and Paul's giving it to him. And you need a little encouragement, and I need a little encouragement. Paul's giving it to us. So let's us together, whether we're going to a foreign mission field or not, let us be impactful to our families, to those who we work with, to those who we interact with, and let us fight the good fight of faith. Let us be bold, let us be courageous, and let us speak with love and compassion and make a difference in people's lives. If you have any needs this evening, or if you would like to put on Christ in baptism, this congregation is ready and willing to receive your good confession. Or if you would like the prayers of this congregation, you may come and your needs will be met. Won't you please stand while we sing?